From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Iraqi leaders will begin a process Wednesday to select a commander who can serve as a central figure to better organize the various forces fighting Islamic State militants. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford said during a Tuesday visit to Iraq that the U.S.-led coalition needs one person who can speak with authority on the ground campaign in order to better provide support. Dunford said he would not describe the situation in Iraq as a stalemate and also would not be discussing specific timelines for any campaign. British police said one person was killed when a military jet crashed Wednesday near an airbase. The U.S. Embassy in London said the plane was a supersonic F-18 and that the Air Force said it was investigating. Cambridgeshire police said the plane took off from the Lakenheath airbase and says that there is believed to have been one person on board and there is one confirmed fatality. Cambridge Fire Services said its crew was called to farmland in Redmere in Cambridgeshire, about 11 kilometers from Lake Hirth, after reports of that crash. An Air Force spokeswoman said that the service was investigating but provided no further information. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad returned home Wednesday after making a rare trip to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. They discussed the Russian military campaign backing Assad's army that began 3 weeks ago. In his comments that we hear here during Tuesday's meeting in Moscow, Assad thanked Putin for Russia's help and said that without it, terrorism would have spread to more areas. This is VOA News.